Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving Interpol the floor. At the outset, I note that Interpol is a neutral international organization which supports a global policing community of 194 member countries to prevent and respond to transnational criminality and terrorism. At Interpol's Bioterrorism Prevention Unit, we support law enforcement agencies to execute duties related to the prevention, preparedness, and support and response, sorry, to biological incidents, in particular the misuse of biological agents by non-state actors. And while we represent law enforcement, we are aware that success in mitigating biological threats is contingent on cooperation with the animal, plant, and public health communities, among others. This means that our work is carried out through an interagency approach, which we encourage in nearly every aspect of our programming. Importantly, the Bioterrorism Prevention Unit serves as Interpol's focal point for police data on biological threats. Using this data, we provide actionable information on biological threats and risks, including on emerging modus operandi used by non-state actors. Combined, this data and our analysis of it provides a firm foundation to support national investigations and build capacity where it is most needed based on the existing threat and member country capacity needs. We stand ready to provide any BWC state party with additional information on our lines of efforts should more information be required. Mr. Chair, for 2 years with the support of Global Affairs Canada, our team has been working on the establishment of an Interpol Biological Incidents Analytical Platform. The platform aims to offer a tracking tool and early warning system for natural, accidental, and deliberate biological threats and incidents for the law enforcement community worldwide. From our perspective, this is a valuable contribution to the global biosecurity community, as there exists no central tool for law enforcement worldwide to monitor the global disease situation nor identify unusual outbreaks. The platform is currently in its beta testing. We will keep BWC state parties apprised of its progress. In line with the unit's interagency approach, I would like to inform you of our efforts with the World Organization for Animal Health and the UN Food and Agriculture Organization on agro-crime and agro-terrorism matters. With the support of Global Affairs Canada, this three-year collaborative initiative stems from our collective understanding that in order to effectively deal with agro-security events which involve pathogens of animal origin or target agriculture or livestock, law enforcement and veterinary services must cooperate better and with greater regularity. As a result, the project partners seek to encourage stronger relationships with these two communities. This initiative is currently in its third year of implementation. We are also in the process of negotiating a cooperation agreement between the World Organization for Animal Health and Interpol, which, when finalized, should allow us to leverage our respective tools and services in support of this initiative. There are also other initiatives which our units would be happy to brief partners on bilaterally as needed. I would like to reiterate three high-level points Interpol made earlier this year during the meeting of experts focused on national implementation. These three observations have been gathered throughout our work. We hope these points will bring a deeper understanding of what national implementation of the BWC and broader prohibitions on biological weaponry could consider from the law enforcement perspective. The first relates to legislation. During scenario exercises with member countries, we consistently identify a lack of legislation defining biocriminality or bioterrorism as a hindrance to effective law enforcement responses. Without legislation and legal definitions for such acts, the investigative process often cannot advance. Not only does this mean that suspects may not be brought to justice, it also means that future offenders may not be deterred. Importantly, in relevant legislation, we note that the importance of well-defined mandates, tasks, and responsibilities for key stakeholders, including public health and law enforcement authorities. As Article 4 covers equipment, Our second point relates to scientific and technological development in the field of life sciences. We find that often at the national level, across many government agencies, including law enforcement, awareness of emerging research and technologies and their impact on biosecurity and dual use matters is limited. With such rapidly developing fields, new opportunities emerge for hostile non-state actors, and therefore dialogue between law enforcement and academia should be encouraged. Interpol stands ready to support any dialogue in this regard. I also note that as part of the Interpol Bioincidence Analytical Platform I mentioned, a portion will be dedicated to analyzing advances in science and technology and their potential impacts on crime and terrorism, such as synthetic biology and its uses for nefarious actors, or the trade in dual-use materials and equipment via the darknet. This dual-use threat is one of the increasing concerns to us at Interpol. We have rolled out several training packages to particular countries which we see as major transit points or otherwise high priority. Mr. Chair, our third and final observation is the need for effective law enforcement capabilities to monitor non-state actor activity. In our view, this could be seen as a key pillar of what it means to prevent the production or acquisition of biological agents, toxins, or weapons within the territory of a state in line with Article 4. There are multiple capabilities which law enforcement needs in order to do its work effectively, and that includes a secure multi-agency information sharing and frequent coordination, regular biological threat analysis as it relates to non-state actors, disease surveillance capabilities able to detect outbreaks that could stem from the deliberate release of biological agents in human, animal, or plant population, clear reporting mechanisms for such cases, and access to global information on modus operandi used by non-state actors and incidents from other countries. All of these elements and others form key components of our support to member countries, but we take this opportunity to emphasize their importance in this forum. Thank you.